Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Have you heard the news? The best podcast for dinosaur fans is out and a roaring good time for all. What happens when a bolt of lightning hits a digger machine on top of a site that's full of dinosaur fossils? The digger turns into Digger Rex, of course. Join Digger Rex, the half dinosaur, half digger, on his adventures by searching for Digger Rex on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Upside Down Story. With most stories, the storyteller introduces themselves at the beginning of the tale. But here at the Upside Down Story, we turn everything flipsy-flopsy, upside-downsy. You aren't going to know who is telling you this story until the very end. Unless you guess sooner, that is. Today you're going to hear a wonderful tale with lots of little hints. And your job is to guess who I am by the end of the story. A mystery narrator? What could be more fun? At the beginning of every Upside Down Story episode, you will get one hint to start with. Today's hint is that the storyteller is an object. That means you're going to be guessing what type of thing I am. Am I a compass, a book, or perhaps a desk? Let's start today's story and see how quickly you can guess who the Upside Down Storyteller is.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy! The platform is filling up with commuters, tourists, and locals, which means I have another busy day of hustle and bustle ahead. It sure is hard to imagine how all these people got where they needed to go before I was on the scene. You see, before George Stephenson invented me back in 1814, and the Liverpool-Manchester line popularized me in 1830, traveling between cities for work or school was pretty much impossible. After all, people had to walk or ride horses wherever they needed to go. So, let's say someone lived in Guildford, which is about maybe 28 miles outside of London, the capital of England. If they had to commute every day on horseback, it would have taken them about 6 hours in each direction, meaning 12 hours of commuting round trip. I don't think so. Nowadays, people can use me in between Guildford and London, and their travel time is less than an hour. That's what I call progress. Speaking of progress, I originally operated on steam power, but today I use electricity to run. Most developed countries have a network established for me, but the two countries that consistently rank highest for me and the level of service I provide to commuters are Japan and Hong Kong. The United States has the largest network for me, though, and Shanghai's maglev is the fastest version of me in the world. In fact, Shanghai's maglev moves at 267 miles per hour. Whoa! If a high-speed version of me isn't for you, then maybe you're better off taking another version of me in Switzerland, the Glacier Express. That version of me is slow, but the path I take you on is stunningly scenic. Basically, you can choose from a variety of versions of me, but whichever version of me you take, you're guaranteed to go on a journey. But I myself am one of these objects in New York. I take commuters on a service called Amtrak between Poughkeepsie, which is a town upstate, and New York City itself, the Big Apple. I exist to serve a purpose. Everyone has taken their seat and are settling in on me, reading the news on their phones or listening to music. Now they're depending on me to do the moving so that they can get to work, school, or wherever they are going on schedule. And just like clockwork, the conductor is getting ready and there are workers going through the aisles checking tickets. Punch, punch, punch as they click the tickets. Finally, doors closing on my sides and it's go time.
It may be go time for the mystery narrator, But for all of you listening, it's time to take a 30-second break from the story so that you can think about the clues you've heard so far. Write down your thoughts if it helps you. The narrator saves people a lot of time and makes life easier when traveling. The narrator also runs on electricity, has doors on the side and seating, and gets filled up with busy passengers. Your 30 seconds to think start now. Okay, good thinking. Now it's time to get back to the story for more clues. Woo! While you've been thinking, I've been chugging along. There are only three stops on my route. I start in Poughkeepsie, let passengers come off and on in Croton Harmon and Yonkers, and then reach my final destination at Penn Station, which is right by New York City's famous Madison Square Garden. It doesn't get much more convenient than that for commuters using me. Then, once I finish my route, I go back the other direction. I do that all day, every day. I exist to serve, and I'm happy to stay busy, but I can fall into disrepair when too many people are packed into my metal body. This usually happens at peak travel times called rush hour. Suddenly, there won't be enough seats for everyone traveling on me, and people will be standing up, occasionally falling into one another as I move down the track. You see, while I am convenient and pretty comfortable to ride, I am undeniably noisy. Shimmying, shaking, rumbling, clickety-ing, and clackety-ing are all part of the experience of riding me. Not to mention that when I arrive at a stop, I make a dinging or whistling sound so that passengers know it's time to get off. Some people use me daily. Others use me for holiday travels. And still others go to a place like an outdoor museum where there are a bunch of my kind, usually older steam-powered versions of me that are no longer regularly used, to explore me and learn all about my history. After all, there are plenty of famous versions of me, from the Orient Express and the Flying Scotsman to Thomas, Gordon, and Percy on the island of Sodor. There's even a special version of me right here on the Go Kid Go network that helps kids travel to Dreamland with stories each night. Well, it looks like I'm finishing up my route for the day. See you around! Okay, Upside Down Story Sleuths, now it's time to solve the mystery. Who is today's storyteller? You have 30 seconds to make your final guesses. Today's storyteller was a train. I hope you enjoyed today's upside down story. I sure had fun turning everything flipsy flopsy upside downsy with you today. Put on your thinking cap, grab some paper and a pencil to write down clues, and join us for the next episode of the Upside Down Story.
Go, kid, go!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.